USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will announce a way forward in Afghanistan tomorrow. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the president has long believed the United States has been in Afghanistan way too long.
The president has been consistent in his view that there's not a military solution to Afghanistan.
Biden is expected to announce plans to remove all remaining U.S. forces from the war-torn nation by September 11th of this year. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is being asked to reassign the case of Dante Wright to the state attorney general's office. Wright was shot and killed by police during a traffic stop just outside of Minneapolis on Sunday. The Twin Cities remain on edge, and 40 people were arrested Monday night for riots and looting that took place. There is no curfew on Tuesday night. Charges could be filed against the officer involved on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The government is halting all distribution of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccines after six people developed rare and dangerous blood clots.
Of the six patients developing the blood clots, one person has died and another is in critical condition after they received the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, or the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock made the announcement.
This morning, the FDA and CDC announced that out of an abundance of caution, we're recommending a pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine due to reports of six cases of a rare and severe type of blood clot following vaccine administration.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Down day on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 68 points to close at 33,677. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are reacting with anger and disbelief to a proposal by the Biden administration to send cash payments to Central America as a way to combat the illegal immigrant crisis, describing the plan as madness. Roberta Jacobson, the White House's outgoing southern border coordinator, saying the proposal would be targeted at Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, the three Northern Triangle countries that are the source of much of the migration wave currently crashing against the U.S.-Mexico border. Advisor to former President Trump, Stephen Miller, saying this plan is lunacy.
We have reached the bottomless depths of absurdity, and it will most certainly not work. And I will tell you why. An illegal immigrant or an illegal immigrant family thinking of coming to the United States is very well aware of the financial benefits for them of doing so if they're able to get here and maintain a long-term residence here. You're talking about free health care. You're talking about free education, free American education. You're talking about massively higher wages relative to what you were making in your home country.
Some U.S. senators are hitting back at Major League Baseball over their decision to move their All-Star game out of Atlanta. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz saying he wants to end the league's immunity from antitrust laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.